Gary Gilbert, also known as Firebrand, mans a powered armor which grants superhuman strength, flight via flying jets, thermal blasts via flamethrowers, and a resistance to fire.
Gary Gilbert was born in Detroit, Michigan, a super-powered enforcer for corrupt industrialist Justin Hammer. And as Firebrand, he is a former radical activist saboteur who turned to violence after believing peaceful protests produced no results. Now, Firebrand accidentally killed his own father.
He also won the Black Llama's War of the Supervillains. He then fell to alcoholism and gave up political activism, only to work for other criminals because he needed the work.
He later gave up his costumed identity and became a super criminal agent, brokering employment for other costumed criminals. When news of the Scourge of the Underworld's initial wave of super criminal murders spread among the criminal community, Gilbert took it upon himself to gather several costumed criminals for a meeting to determine what should be done about this menace.
The meeting, held at an abandoned tavern in Medina County, Ohio, known among the criminal underworld as the Bar with No Name, turned out to be a massacre as Scourge infiltrated the event disguised as a bartender. A few minutes into the meeting, Scourge slaughtered every criminal present, including Gilbert, with machine gun fire. Firebrand was among 17 of the criminals murdered by the Scourge, who were resurrected by Hood, using the power of Dormammu as part of a squad assembled to eliminate the Punisher.
His fire powers are augmented, and he can melt through concrete or metal, and after the Punisher is captured, he is present at the ritual where the Hood intends to resurrect the Punisher's family. Microchip shoots GW Bridge in the head, which activates the ritual using Bridge's life force to resurrect Microchip and Punisher's family.
The Punisher refuses to accept this and forces Firebrand to burn his family alive, and then Punisher shoots Firebrand in the back of the head. Russ Broxtel, also known as Firebrand, has been affiliated with the Force of Nature. His abilities include a powered armor which grants superhuman strength, flight via flying jets, thermal blasts via flamethrowers, and resistance to fire.
After Gilbert's death, a man named Russ Broxtel was seen acting as the new fire-themed member of the eco-terrorist group known as the Force of Nature, and fought Spider-Man. With Force of Nature, he also battled Cloak and Dagger and the New Warriors. Firebrand was later hired by Raid and aided into London by Facade.
The Arabian Knight confronted Firebrand, who struck back with a wall of flame. Protected by his magic uniform, the Knight stopped Firebrand.
After the Sokovia Act incident, Firebrand returned to the United States. Donning a new suit, he attempted to rob a gas station, but he was stopped by Young Avengers members Hawkeye and Patriot. Firebrand escaped and was later seen along with King Cobra, Mauler, and Mr. Hyde, who attacked Yellowjacket, Constrictor, and other initiative staff and trainees.
Richard L. Rick Dennison, also known as Firebrand, is a human mutate. His team affiliations include the Flaming Sword, Terra Tactics, and the Masters of Evil. His notable aliases include Project Firebrand. His abilities include heat ray projection of thousands of degrees, and a cybernetic harness which could reconfigure itself into different modes.
Rick Dennison was the third firebrand. He was an anti-capitalist eco-terrorist who worked with a group called the Flaming Sword, and he fought Iron Man on several occasions.
After he recovered, Firebrand returned with the Flaming Sword and kidnapped Osborne Chemical Vice President Charles Standish. He was then confronted by the Avengers and defeated.
Firebrand later appeared as a member of the Shadow Council's incarnation of the Masters of Evil. Baron Zemo later recruited Firebrand, Flying Tiger, and Plant Man 2 to join his new masters.
They later encounter Sam Wilson, the new Captain America, Free Spirit, and Jack Flag. During the fight, Firebrand is defeated by Free Spirit. A female Firebrand was recruited by Mandarin and Zeke Stane in a plot to dispose of Iron Man.
She is later hired along with Living Laser and Vibro by a Colombian drug lord to protect his bunker from Iron Man, who is after an Extremis virus sample. She ends up knocked unconscious by sleeping gas released from Iron Man's armor. Firebrand was among the criminals enlisted by Spymaster to assault the nearly defenseless Stark Tower.
It was then her first name is revealed to be Amanda. A new Firebrand, Erickson Hades, with a mutated form, appeared in Detroit as a member of a group of super criminals involved in property destruction. Gary Gilbert wore a suit with an armored exoskeleton that gave him superhuman strength and resistance to fire.
It also housed flamethrowers, which allowed him to fire thermal blasts directly from his hands. One mounted on each wrist, and flying jets that gave him the ability to fly. Broxtel uses a modified version of the Firebrand suit. Dennison was actually a mutated human being whose body temperature was up in the high hundreds.
He could project heat rays of thousands of degrees. He was equipped with a cybernetic harness, which could reconfigure itself into different modes if he mentally commanded it to do so.